according to a summary of a hadith, the one who has three daughters and he raises them nicely, Prophet of Allah said, paradise becomes wajib for him. Companions asked, what about the one who has two daughters? Prophet of Allah replied, even then paradise is definitely granted. Someone asked, what about one daughter? It was replied, even for that person paradise becomes wajib. Respect viewers, in other words, daughters are tickets for entry of Jannah. We should love and show mercy towards them. And normally it is observed that daughters are more close to their father, they're more attached with their father. And even when daughters leave their parents' home after marriage, they miss their parents a lot. Parents also miss them a lot. No doubt, this relationship is full of affection and love. They should learn from this, become upset when daughters are born, and they quarrel at home because of this. Don't do this. There is another saying of Prophet of Allah, do not call daughters bad, as I'm also father of daughters. Prophet of Allah is saying, I'm father of daughters. How come a normal father of a daughter becomes sad? Quarrels with his wife, in-laws they quarrel. Does a woman have choice to give birth to a boy or a girl? Why is she taunted then? Why is she blamed for this? And I've seen many people have got three or four daughters and they don't have a single son, but they're living a very happy life. When I asked them, they said, as we had births of daughters at our home, Allah kept increasing our sustenance. In fact, we can say that these daughters become means of barakah and blessings for their parents. Respect viewers, we shouldn't think why just daughters are being born. Both are blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Daughter or son, we should treat them equally and we should try to give them same environment. Show mercy to them. Raise them with equal love and affection. Some people show more love to their sons as compared to their daughters. And some do other way around. One shouldn't do this because such differences lead towards severe consequences. It promotes jealousy. Some kids start getting jealous from others because they perceive others are given more importance. This creates distances. Anyways, I pray that may we be able to raise our kids as per Islamic teachings.